Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, what are we starting today?
Today we had a couple of things lined up. We had a couple of meetings which people went on and off to. We had Jamie talk to us about D of E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is design of experiments. So it's basically this new method. It's better than what is commonly used, like when designing experiments. So instead of just keeping into account like a couple of factors and how they interact, it's designing like a more efficient experiment to make sure you don't have to like waste too much time taking to account all these other variables that aren't really necessary for what you want to see. So it's just really a more efficient way of designing your experiment, carrying it out.
Yeah, it's about, so when you think of two-factor experiments, you keep one constant and you move the other one. But this is all about when you're working more than two factors, computationally you can work out where you need to try and measure your data points in order to get the most important information, and that's when you're limited by cost and things like that.
And we'll probably look into that more closer to when we actually decide our idea, finalize it, and go about doing all lab work.
Yeah, which will be Friday we start, Interlab.
Yes.
Yeah, Interlab.
So, yeah.
That'll be good.
I've never been in the biology lab before, not to do proper work. Just being shown around
You'll
about
hate
five
it.
Times.
You'll hate it. It's going to be so messy
coats.
And everything.
Lab coats, though.
Lab coats and pathetic.
Yeah. It's going to be great. And we also saw Nick Harmer today.
Yes.
Dr. Harmer.
He was good. He was more critical of
our
ideas, which was nice.
He gave some really valid points. We're worrying. So one of the big problems we've had with coming up with the idea is that we're not sure what organism we actually want to have, produce our path or to our idea. So he gave us a few bits of advice on what we should look for, what we should try and avoid. So he gave us the idea of using the algae.
I wasn't there.
Algae.
And so we might have to look into that. And he also gives a lot of advice on the module that we're organizing for third years, which is good. Gives lots of points on that.
Yeah, about narrowing it down, being more specific.
More specific.
Natural module, not bits of other modules.
Yeah.
Because we want to make it in that sci module. So rather than just like a biochem or anything like that, it's got to include aspects of maths, chemistry, physics, computer science and biology, all five roughly. So lots of different things to cover.
And we don't want to have it just for biology people. We want to be people from different degrees coming in and being able to participate in it and being able to understand it, more importantly. It's a good objective for that.
And then human practices board game. We've got the opportunity to go to a secondary school called Judd. Jack used to go to Judd. And we're going to try and take our board game to trial there, which means that we've had a sudden boost towards finishing the board game. So we got everything printed today, and we spent the last hour and a half cutting things out. So
getting there. Forever.
So
we need
long.
To like get
people
rid of the game
right now.
Or something. So what is it? They had like 150 cards on that to cut
175 cards plus a couple of others I accidentally added.
And what sucks is that sometimes they haven't, like, the two sides haven't really overlapped perfectly.
Yeah.
So you finish cutting out one side, you turn it over, you see a whole bunch of whites, and great.
We'll get it sorted next time. We know how to fix it now.
Yeah.
So
But like, I'm really happy with the cards. John, sure. I mean,
yes, we have them here. This is the whole reason I bought them. So all the cards are double sided. I don't know how well this is gonna zoom in, but there we are, like that. I realised it was upside down now. There we are. And we have four different types of cards representing different parts of a genome. And it's a game based purely on making your own plasmid, and we're going to aim it at GCSE students.
And the idea behind it is just pretty much introducing all the second years to the vocabulary that has to do with synthetic biology, how everything works in a really simplified way, so it's not very scary once they actually do it in university or in GCSE or A-levels. And that's basically it. Just trying to introduce them to the whole idea of synthetic biology, what it goes around. It's not a very scary thing, like lots of people have stuck in their heads. We need to change that mentality a wee bit, that GMOs, synthetic biology. It's good, it's right. It's good stuff. It's good. And that's basically it, I'd say, for today. We got a team bonding tomorrow.
Team bonding. It's going to be great. A few hours.
And we have a meeting with Dr. Burton as well, and she's going to give us a lot of help for the human practices. So we'll make sure to let you know how that goes tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
That's it.
Bye. See you.
Goodbye.